Aspen Avionics Connected Pilot is now STC'd. A panel of environmental groups urges acceptance of the EU's ETS. And the FAA's Metroplex initiative is more than a year behind schedule. This is Aero News for Tuesday, August 14, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Aspen Avionics has confirmed supplemental type certificate approval of Connected Pilot, the first in the series of the company's revolutionary Connected Panel product line that provides a wireless link between certified instrument panel avionics and portable smart devices. The patent-pending Connected Pilot seamlessly synchronizes aviation application data from personal handheld devices with the certified avionics installed in an aircraft's panel. Designed for Apple iOS mobile devices such as iPads and iPhones, Connected Pilot is able to receive data such as ownership position from almost any panel-mounted GPS navigator. Brad Hayden, Aspen's Vice President of Marketing, says, quote, Connected Pilot provides synchronized two-way communication between the mobile device and the aircraft's certified avionics. It's also expandable and can grow in functionality over time as new connected products are developed, end quote. Connected Pilot is available to operators and owners of over 900 makes and models of aircraft and is available for $2,499 through authorized dealers. Several non-governmental organizations with an environmental focus have banded together and sent a letter to President Barack Obama urging him to, quote, reject the airline industry's pressure to file an Article 84 action, end quote, blocking U.S. compliance with the EU ETS. The groups say such a move would be consistent with the administration's desire to reduce carbon pollution. And Article 84 is a formal complaint before the ICAO. In the letter, the groups, which includes the Climate Protection Campaign, Greenpeace USA, the League of Conservation Voters, the Sierra Club, the U.S. Climate Action Network, and the World Wildlife Fund U.S., say that the industry argument that filing such a formal complaint would assist the ICAO in resolving the dispute is, quote, simply not credible, end quote. They say that filing an Article 84 action would more likely simply extend the debate and that no such action has been resolved through official ICAO channels. The groups also questioned the exclusion of the EU from a recent Washington, D.C. meeting held to discuss the situation, and the letter calls on President Obama and his administration to, quote, lead the effort in ICAO to craft a meaningful global approach on aviation carbon pollution, working together with airlines and civil society, end quote. A report released by the DOT's Inspector General indicates that the FAA's Metroplex initiative, which is intended to get next-gen up and running in major metropolitan areas, is currently about 15 months behind schedule. The IG found that airline representatives are concerned that the FAA has not yet clearly defined expected benefits for proposed Metroplex activities and that maximum benefits, those of shorter flight paths and fuel savings, may not even be achievable. The DOT IG issued a series of recommendations to the FAA to address the delays, which were met with mixed reviews from the agency. The report concluded that continued uncertainty about these efforts could undermine the industry's commitment to investing in next-gen technology, a critical element for successful implementation of the program. The pilot of a Kit Fox was probably more than a little surprised when he saw a pair of NORAD F-15s on an intercept course last Monday night. But that's what happens when even the smallest aircraft finds itself in violation of a presidential TFR. The incident happened about 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time last Monday over Long Island, where President Obama was attending two fundraising events. The FAA interviewed the pilot of the Kit Fox. It was not known if he would be charged or disciplined. The New York Daily News reports that a second aircraft reportedly strayed into a TFR near New Haven, Connecticut, about an hour later. It also was intercepted by F-15s, but was allowed to continue on to its destination. When Aero News continues, looking for a new Air Force One. A North Texas flight school seeks international students. And taking a stroll across JFK International.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We continue now with Aero News for Tuesday, August the 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Air Force is looking at replacing the Boeing 747-200B VC-25A aircraft, which serve as Air Force One when the president is on board. The acquisition program was authorized late last week by Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Frank Kendall. Bloomberg Businessweek reports that the current VC-25A aircraft entered into service in 1990 with an expected service life of 30 years. That would put them at the end of their service in another 8 years. According to a memo leaked from a source who wished to remain anonymous, the program will first focus on a market analysis of performance requirements. That information will then be reviewed by the Joint Chiefs and will form the basis for a decision whether to sole source from Boeing or open a competitive bid process. The plan outlined by Kendall looks for an RFP to be submitted to the aircraft industry in 2015. The contract for the new Air Force One could be let as early as 2016. U.S. Aviation Academy has officially launched a new website for international students. Widely known as one of the top flight schools for pilots in the United States, the company has taken great strides in reaching international students over the past years, with their new website being the latest step. The site aims to answer all questions international students may have. Features include detailed breakdowns of programs and courses, information about local student associations, and a complete listing of the steps of the entry process for international students. To ensure students receive the very best instruction possible, U.S. Aviation Academy offers specialized programs for the home country of each student in order to meet all specific laws, regulations, and other requirements for holding pilot certification, from commercial to airline transport in their part of the world. In total, they have trained students from over 30 countries. U.S. Aviation Academy is a CFR Part 141 flight school based in North Texas, with campuses in Denton and Sherman. The school provides flight training for all levels, from beginning aviators who want to learn to fly to career pilots, and currently holds a contract with the government of China to train all of their pilots. Well, security at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York City was called into question over the weekend when a man's personal watercraft broke down in Jamaica Bay, and he was able to simply stroll across the airport's perimeter security system, walk across two runways and into Terminal 3 at the airport unchallenged. The man, identified by WCBS Television in New York as Daniel Castillo of Queens, managed to get past a $100 million system designed to protect the perimeter of the airport, climb an 8-foot perimeter fence, cross the runways, and enter the terminal. Authorities were not alerted until he approached a Delta Airlines worker, the station said. The incident has the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey looking into just how its state-of-the-art security system, developed by Raytheon, can be improved. The system reportedly already exceeds requirements set by the federal government. Castillo, meanwhile, was charged with criminal trespass. Well, NASA will join forces with one of its newest astronauts to deliver a message of Earth-born conservation from the stars. In other words, the public is invited to learn about space and wildfires with guest astronaut Smokey Bear, who has joined astronaut Joe Asaba on board the International Space Station. This free program takes place tomorrow, Wednesday, August the 15th, at Miles Standish State Forest near Plymouth, Massachusetts. Visitors will learn about space, wildfires, and how NASA and the U.S. Forest Service work together for the conservation of trees, water, and natural resources. Activities begin about 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the field area behind the Headquarters and Interpretive Center at Miles Standish State Forest. So remember, only you can prevent wildfires, but everyone and anyone can subscribe to these AeroCasts either through iTunes or our website, www.aero-news.net. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. you're now cleared for departure.